BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Back in March, we asked you, our listeners, if you would like to have a go at making your own edition of the Today programme to mark 20 years of our guest editors. We asked you to get into teams of 3 to 6 people and send us your ideas, and thousands of you did. Our team have spent the last few months going through all your applications, and I'm able now to tell you who will be taking part in our special summer guest edit series. The groups are Messy Fostering. Their programme will look at what the fostering system is like. The Dunbartonshire Concert Band from just outside Glasgow. Their programme will be all about the power of community music. Friendly Neighbours, a group of people who live in a tower block in Bristol. Good Grief, 3 students at university in the northeast brought together by their shared experience of losing someone at a young age. And we'll be making a bonus Around the UK programme from Tenby in Wales. So they are our summer guest editors. Now, we didn't make the final decision on our own. We called on the help of some former guest editors. So let's hear a bit more from our chosen teams and what our celebrity guest editors made of their entries.
Hello, I'm Amy. I'm 23 and I was fostered at 14.
I'm Jidge and I'm Amy's foster carer.
I'm Jo and I was Amy's teacher but also her respite carer.
We're Messy Fostering and we're going to talk about our unique, accidental, rather messy fostering story.
I'm Rose Hudson-Wilkin, the Bishop of Dover.
Messy fostering spoke much to me. Here is a young woman saying, this is something worth doing. It made a difference in my life. It can make a difference in your life.
Hi, I'm Sudie.
And I'm Pauline from Friendly Neighbours. What we were interested in the programme investigating for us is whether there are examples where the architecture, the built environment, helps create a neighbourhood that supports people in talking to one another, helping one another, because the most important people you can have in your life is friends and neighbours.
I'm Michael Dobbs, Lord Dobbs of Wylie. I suppose I'm best known for writing House of Cards, but I had the real privilege of being a guest editor on the Today programme. Friends and neighbours really talked about getting together as a community to do something to help improve their environment. I can't wait to listen to it.
Hi, I'm Vince, and this is Fiona.
Hi.
And together with some of our friends who run businesses locally, our theme for our guest edit of the Today programme is Tenby, Life's Not Always a Beach, to show you what things are really like when the summer crowds leave.
Hello, I'm Carmela Shamsi, writer and former guest editor of Today. I was really interested in Life's Not Always a Beach. You know, I love a beach holiday as much as the next person, but there's always a bit of me that looks around places filled with tourists and wonder what it's like the rest of the year. Environmental costs are always the ones we hear the most about, but I really want to know what it does to the fabric of a town to rely so much on looking attractive to outsiders for a single season in the year.
Good morning. We're members of the Dunbartonshire Concert Band. So the theme of our programme will be community music, good for the soul, or just a pain in the ears? Does it have a future? How does music enhance physical and mental well-being generally? We're not entirely sure what we're in for, but we're looking forward to it.
Hello, I'm Ian Beefy Botham. I like the application of the Dunbartonshire Concert Band because I lost my own father to Alzheimer's, and I remember vividly when all his memories of his life, mum and the family had disappeared, the one thing that remained was his love of music. Music was so important to him and I suppose to us.
Hi, I'm Hazefa.
Hi, this is Kenya.
And hi, I'm Hannah. Our group is called Good Grief. We've become friends through our shared experience of losing someone close to us at a young age.
I was very strongly taken by the suggestion of Good Grief, the looking at death. 3 young people looking at death. It's wonderfully counterintuitive.
Asking a wider audience to guest edit, I think it's fabulous.
These were people who had first-hand experience of the things that they wanted to talk about. And that is going to make these programs come to life.